Freaks and geeks, welcome back to another episode of Lane Shift for Things Get Freaking Geeky. This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Today I'm by myself. Yeah, no Matt, no nothing. Just me, myself and I. Unfortunately, I would love to bring another guest on, as much as it's fun to always have guests. That's alright. So yeah, freaks and geeks. Sorry about last week being no episode, you know, I don't remember exactly what happened. I lost track of time, and then I realized it's Sunday. By then, I would only have like 5 to 6 days of an episode, and it's just like, or 4 to 5 days. It just wouldn't be like long enough for an episode to really be out. It was a short amount of time. By the time I calculated it all, or it was Monday, actually. And I was just like, man, there's just no way I'm going to be able to fit a whole episode and then go back and do a whole nother one. So I was just like, oh, you know, I'll cut the loss on this one, push it in next week. So, honestly, I hope you all enjoyed the cursed episode with Matt Shawchow. That was super fun last week, or the previous week before. We're now in almost the middle of September already. Next month's Halloween, or October. Super excited for that. You know me. I love horror. And horror hopefully loves me back. So, anyways, freaks and geeks. Yeah, I mean, you know, last episode was so fun. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. I know, not gonna say the name of the movie, but I know it's definitely not a loved movie, and not gonna say the name of that video game, but I definitely know it's not an appreciated video game. That's alright. Nothing wrong with that. We are all entitled to our own opinions, of course. I just hope to the people who are listening out there, listen to that episode, and I really hope that you enjoyed it, because it was such a blast to do. I mean, honestly, having, especially Matt, just having Matt on the show, it's such a blast. He's just an awesome guy, honestly. There's, like, no other way around it. this week we're going to be talking about a movie from my childhood. Super fun. man, losing my voice over here. Yeesh. Anyways, yeah, we're gonna be talking about one of my all-time favorite movies. Actually, a movie that scarred me as a kid. Yeesh. Losing my mind. Anyways, we're gonna be talking about a movie that really, really kind of messed me up in the head a little bit. honestly, this is a really weird movie. Okay, so I have like a hate-love relationship with this movie we're gonna be talking about. First off, it's called Fear the Dark. It was made in 2003. First off, this movie trips me the hell out. This is honestly another cursed item to me, is Fear the Dark. I probably should have talked about this one last week with Matt, because honestly, thinking about it now, this is honestly more of a curse for me. So first off, Fear of the Dark, it was on VHS, so I don't even think it hit the theaters. Who is it made by? It is, man, I'm about to butcher the hell out of his name. It is Casey Boscombe. And then uncredited John Sullivan. He was uncredited to the movie, but Casey made this movie called Fear the Dark. Fear the Dark, so first off, this movie fucking haunted me as a kid. First off, before we even go into any more of this, beer discretion is advised. The Lane Shift is fun, it's great, it's awesome, phenomenal host, great guy, great spirit, he's very awesome. However, here on the Lane Shift, we curse. We talk about horror, action, DC, pretty much anything gritty and comedy. I mean, honestly, so viewer discretion is advised. It is 18 and up only. Just those, you know, who's not interested in that kind of stuff, it's explicit. So if you're not really into this kind of stuff, you know, pause, all that. Understandable. Again, to each his own. However, we're going to be talking about Fear of the Dark. So again, this movie is definitely a curse for me. I saw this, so I'm actually older than this movie. I think it came out in 2003 or 2004, around there. I'm definitely older than this movie. I saw this movie, though, when I was pretty young still. I want to say maybe like 7 or 8 or 9. Man, I was young. I was a young kid. I can't even remember. It's such a long time ago. Trying to like think. I was young. All right. I was still impressionable by the dark. That's how young I was. I can't remember the age. I've always had a fear of the dark. Even now as a grown person, I still have a fear of the dark. Like, there's sometimes at night where I get, like, a little bit of anxiety, like, in the back of my head, where it's like, I'm like, you're all good. There's nothing there. And then something moves across my floor, and I'm like, fuck! I turn on my light. I'm sitting there cowering in the back. I'm like, please, Mr. Monsters, don't eat me. I'm sorry. I'll go to Tahiti with Arthur. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Yeah, so I mean, God, fucking love this movie. But then again, this movie tormented me as a kid. Yeah, this movie made me really afraid of the dark. And it really fucked me up. First off, I grew up watching horror at a young age. I always say this, maybe like 3 years old. That's when I can remember it. Probably even younger. Who knows? Horror definitely put a temporal fear in me, though. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, most people who probably watch horror at a young age, it was probably like 14, 13, when they really would, like, understand, okay, it's behind the screen kind of shit. Not me. See, I was a little kid who just watched horror. I grew up with cable and everything. Before Netflix and all that, where we had to sit through commercials, and the only thing that was cool like that where you didn't really have to sit through some commercials was HBO, but even that cost money. I was that kid who would scroll through and find random things that sounded interesting to me. Like Friday the 13th, I've seen on cable TV. A Nightmare on Elm Street, I saw on cable TV. Fear of the Dark, I saw on VHS. Yes, VHS was still around. Weird, right? Anyways, back to what I was saying. God, how old was I? Like, man, I feel old just bringing that up. Yes, I still come from a generation of VHS users, okay? So, you know, call me old. Yes, I come from cable TV, all that. I'm sure a lot of you listen, you're probably like, I feel that. So anyways, back to what I was saying, Fear of the Dark. Getting off topic here. This movie was a lot more scary as a kid. I actually just rewatched it, and I'm sitting down with you now. So first off, this is definitely now one of my kind of horror movies. I guess I overhyped it as a little kid. Just because, like, through the whole movie, it's kind of a tease. You know, they overhype these monsters and, like, all that. And then finally, like, in the last 20 minutes of the film, you finally see the damn monsters. And then, poof, it's over. I mean, don't get me wrong, the monsters are still scary. It's still good, but it's just a big teaser. I mean, honestly, there's nothing like, it's like to build that suspense. It's like, here's it, here, is it going to come here? Is it going to come now? Where is it going to go? You don't even know. And they slap you in the back of the head, like, the last 20 minutes, and then it's just, boom. I mean, God, I hate when that happens. I do. I really do. Like, just give me a whole movie. But then again, I understand where it comes from. It's really just two people. It's Dale and his brother Ryan. Ryan knows that the creatures are real. Dale doesn't want to believe him. Dale is your average grunge, you know, early 2000 teen. Back then, you know, back in those days. Oh, that made me feel even old saying that. Back in those days. Yeah, you know, where parents were like, now, son, you need to watch your little brother while you just can play on your guitar and listen to some CD tracks and all that, and no girls allowed. And then parents left. Yeah, that kind of kid. And, you know, he'd sit there and have his little $6 headset thingy you can get that still came with an aux cord that you plugged into your little your little devices, you know, your iPod Nanos or your iPod, just, you know, any of those kind of things. It was just older shit, basically, my technology. And, you know, speaking of, like, iPod Nanos, it was the craziest thing the other day. I was on a hiking trail. Yeah, I was on a hiking trail. And this person passes by me, and they had an iPod, like, shuffle on them. Craziest thing ever. Blew my mind. Anyways, back to what I was saying. So, yeah, you know, he's like, whatever. Starts playing his grunge music, you know, as the average early teenage, as the early 2000s teenagers did. So, anyways. And then you have Ryan, little kid, afraid of the dark. Feel that. That's how I was. So, I feel you, Ryan, on that one. yeah, so, So, Dylan and Ryan are out to no good, just chilling at home. Ryan is already getting messed with by the monsters. Like, there's a part where he's watching, like, this cartoon, and then next thing you know, it turns to Evil Dead 1, which, that's the movie that actually led me to Evil Dead, believe it or not, which was kind of cool. So, anyways, yeah, then, power goes out during the storm. And then, Ryan starts freaking out. Dale's trying to be the best older brother. Which, I respect Dale in this movie. I really do, you know. Because honestly, if it was me, I'd just be like, there's nothing here. Just calm down before I just, I don't know, scream at you. No. He was really a good older brother in that situation, you know. I mean, Ryan's kind of, like, losing his composure, and Dale's trying to, like, keep his shit together, and he's like, I don't know what to do, fuck. But no, I honestly respect Dale a lot in this movie, because he did a lot to protect Ryan. And so, with that, the power goes out, Ryan starts seeing the demons every once in a while. They don't do much, which, I can see why this movie's not a big loved one, and definitely not a big talked around one, because the demons don't even have a name, nor do they even show one. Okay, so first off, Ryan describes these demons, and it shows all three. It shows an older lady, one with a top hat, and then the cowboy in the overcoat. And the one in the top hat's definitely not around. The old lady and the man in the overcoat are the only ones you see. And then, that's all you really get. So, it's definitely a, I can see where the writing could have been a little bit better for an 04, 03 horror movie. I mean, come on, that's peak horror. Besides the 80s. But, yeah. Sorry about that, but yeah, I lost my train of thought. I heard like something like moving around in my dark closet over there. It's the trench coat, tall cloak man, is what the credits deem to him as. Yeah, if you watch this movie, and at the end it even says tall cloaked cowboy hat man or demon, something like that. There's no name to him. That's all he gets. He doesn't even get a name. Oh, turns out the filming location was in Quebec, Canada. That's cool. Word. Which shocks me a little, because honestly, it kind of reminds me of, I want to say, like, Ohio? Yeah, I definitely want to say it kind of reminds me of Ohio, to be quite honest. Which, hey, that's pretty interesting. Didn't even know. So, yeah, definitely, how do I say this? I don't want y'all to think that I'm, like, bagging on this movie, because this movie scared me as a kid. This movie scared me. However, it's just, you know that good old saying, never meet your heroes? I don't believe that one, first off. This is more like never rewatch something that you were scared of for nostalgic reasons, because it may not be the same impact it had on you younger. This was one of those movies. Anyways, this movie. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I'm like tongue-tied here, freaks and geeks. Could you maybe give me a minute? As Lane sits here in blankness, trying to figure out how he's gonna word what he's about to say, as we play a little horror theme. No, I'm kidding. I was actually about to click my horror intro thing. Remember when we used to use that? I need to add that back. We might play that at the end. Anyways, freaks and geeks, back to us talking about Fear of the Dark. Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, it's a weird movie. It just is, you know. Power goes out. They start getting messed with by the demons. The demons have yet to reveal themselves. Finally, at the last 20 minutes, Ryan kills cloaked tall cowboy man, who's pretty fucking scary. I mean, honestly, he's pale. I mean, this guy could be my brother. He could be my twin, to be quite honest. He's tall like me. His ribs poke through his skin. He's got like a weird smile, and he looks weird. We could just be brothers. Come here, tall cloaked cowboy man. I'll name you. Your name is Wayne. I'm Lane. You're Wayne. And we love each other. All right? That's the reenactment of if he was actually real. I mean, he could just have been me, you know? It could have been me from the future. Tall, pale, and likes cowboy stuff. No, I'm just messing, freaks and geeks. Yeah, but I mean, honestly, this movie's just... I would say, I'm messing. It's just a weird movie. Honestly, freaks and geeks, it's good. It's weird. It's kind of a suspense tease. Like, I'm sitting here pulling my hair out of stress. I don't know how to say this. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, honestly, freaks and geeks, if you're looking for something just to like, is it gonna happen? I recommend this movie. This movie comes from my childhood. I still love it. I just regret rewatching it. It's alright. But there's a scene that made me afraid of roaches. Is Dale falls down the basement, and then roaches start covering him and everything. It's super gross. Power comes back on. Demons are gone. Everyone has a happy ending, except when Ryan turns out Dale's lights. Dale looks under his bed to make sure there's nothing there. And next thing you know, my twin's in the background screaming. Yeah, the tall cloaked demon man, he doesn't really, like, grab, bite, or... he does grab, but he doesn't really bite or tingle. He more, like, does the, put your arms back, lean forward, run at you, and then he, like, grabs you and starts screaming and shaking in your face. I don't know, freaks and geeks. I don't know. I'll have to ask my twin what is his powers. I'll have to bring him on as a guest someday. Who knows? Maybe. Yeah, but I mean, honestly, he plays a really good damn demon. The old lady demon, you don't get too much screen time of her. And then you don't see Top Hat Boyo in the background, which is weird. But hey, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I guess maybe he was just like, yeah, I'll be a demon in here. And then he just like, never mind. I don't want to be a demon in here. He left. And they're like, well, we got to replace him with something. Which would make sense, but I don't know. I'm not Casey and John. I wasn't sitting here thinking about this kind of stuff at the time. You know what I was thinking of? Legos and... Batman. Yeah, Legos and Batman. That's all I was thinking at that time. But, No, I mean, like I said, this movie was really good to me as a little kid, honestly. If you want to freak, you know, let's say to the freaks and geeks out there listening, if you are a parent and you're trying to get your kids interested in the horror, or you're just trying to be an asshole and freak them out for the first time of their lives, this is a movie that would definitely freak them out. But beware, because if you do, you're going to have to deal with that shit. So, I don't recommend it. No, I'm kidding. But hey, if your kids at a young age watch horror movies, good for them. That's what I did. Now I'm normal. I sleep with a light on every night. No, I'm kidding. No, nothing wrong with that. Like I said, this movie definitely freaked me out as a little kid, but the older I got, the more I realized, oh, it's not real. Tall, cloaked cowboy man can't come and grab me and shake me around until I freak out and cry. Can he? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so, I mean, that's basically Fear of the Dark. At the time I saw this movie, I remember seeing a horror trailer for Halloween Horror Nights. I think I saw this one either on I had a VHS. Okay, now, oh my gosh. Freaks and Geeks, I just had like a nostalgia trip to my childhood. I had a VHS of this movie, but I also saw it on cable at one time too. And I remember because I saw a Halloween Horror Nights trailer. So, yeah. I was at a young age, because Halloween Horror Nights has been for a while now. So, that was definitely a click of horror for me that year. That's when I saw Friday the 13th, Part 6. That's when I saw Fear of the Dark, the Halloween Horror Nights trailer, and Dead... No, I didn't see Dead Silence just yet, because Dead Silence is, Dead Silence. What was that made? Oh my gosh, Freaks and Geeks. I just opened up a whole new wavelength to my head. 2007. Yeah, definitely hadn't seen Dead Silence just yet. But trying to think of anything else. House of a Thousand Corpses. I saw House of a Thousand Corpses that year, which was super awesome. Didn't see Trick or Treat until I was like 15. Yeah, I know, right? What an idiot. What a loser. Missing out on good stuff. Oh, man. But I did see Evil Dead 1 at a really young age. Evil Dead 2, I didn't see until I was like... either 10 or 11. Yeah, I saw the same year I saw Army of Darkness. Yeah, definitely 10 or 11. Oh, man, what else? What else around there that's so awesome? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. But yeah, I recommend Fear of the Dark if you like a suspense tease and you like demons and defeating demons. So yeah. Other than that, Freaks and Geeks, next week on The Lane Shift, I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. I had it in my mind. The Strangers. I feel like... we're going to talk about The Strangers. That's next week's episode. We're going to be talking about The Strangers and The Strangers Pray at Night. So yeah, that is going to be on The Lane Shift. So, for next episode, I think I talked about talking about Scary Movie. I'm still on the fence of that one just because I felt like I did a month of comedy was enough. That was in July. So, I feel like we're not really ready to come back. Also, Freaks and Geeks, this month, we're not doing a schedule again. I know, you're like, ugh, Lane, the schedules were cool. Yeah, I know, Freaks and Geeks, it's only been a month, though. I'm sorry. We'll have a schedule out for next month. I'm going to make the schedule for October already, and then November and December. Oh, by the way, Freaks and Geeks, this is now the official 30th episode of Season 3. We're already on the 30th episode. 20 more episodes to go, and we'll make it to the 50 mark. And then after we hit 50 episodes, we are going to have 11 more left. We have to hit the total of 61 episodes for Season 3. That's officially the 100th episode for The Lane Shift. And, yeah, so Season 3, Episode 61, we'll have to do something big. Maybe a roundtable. Again, we only did one of those so far. We'll bring on a couple well-known guests and everything, have a chat. Maybe throw in a $500 bet. No, I'm kidding. I don't make that money now. Yeah, we'll definitely have to do something spectacular for the season finale, and then we'll go on a two-week break, and we'll pick it back up for season four. Oh, man. Yeah. Other than that, October's coming around. So much more that's planned. But, as I always like to end episodes, I like to talk about what we've been talking about. And, man, there's this one. I was thinking of the other day. Damn it, can't remember it. Oh, you know what we also, I think we're going to be definitely talking about is Quarantine and Quarantine 2 Terminal. Yeah, those are definitely interesting movies. I'm sitting here making Jim's face from The Office, like, because I have, like, this huge list of what I've had planned so far for season 3, and I'm just, like, now I'm looking at it, I'm like, maybe. I don't know. It's because, like, after watching Fear of the Dark, it's, like, my nostalgia is, like, because that movie was so scary to me, and now it's, like, watching it, I was like, can this end? Like I said, it's an alright movie. It's just, I feel like the script and the casting could have been a little bit better. Other than that, it's not a bad movie. Solid plot, solid story. Spectacular design and art for monsters for an 03 or an 04 movie. I don't know the answer on that one. Google says 03. The IMDb says 04. So I'm just going to say 03 and 04 movie. Who knows? I don't. That's why I'm saying it. But yeah, join me next week. We're going to be talking about Strangers, and then Strangers Pray at Night. So yeah, before we end this episode, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Slash and Cast Network, to those who don't know. I always say that this episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Yes, it is, and I'm also a part of it. To those who don't know who Slash and Cast is, which is pretty weird because they pretty much are a very big domain YouTube and podcast and talk show in the horror field in the community. They're super sweet two guys, Nick and Riley. And again, they run Slash and Cast. You can check them out on YouTube. Nick and Riley got together and they've built this awesome network full of freaks and geeks and all that. We're a fun community. So many fun episodes. We're going to start this off right now naming out some. Dead in Santa Carla, Slash and Cast, of course, Bloody Date Night Podcast, Frightful Failures, Punk Rock Horror Podcast, Crystal Lake Soldiers, The Conjecturing, a horror podcast, We Came From Beneath the Sea, Apocalypse in Review, The Silver Screen Scream Show, Murder Moose, Eroticsaurus, We Watched a Movie, Rod and Roger of 3B Video, or 3B Video, The Hidden Station, alright, and welcoming 3 new podcasts to the network, Handle with Scare, Tipsy Podcast, and, of course, A Thing with Two Heads. So, yeah, those are the 3 new shows that have recently joined the network. Super awesome people so far. Other than that, check them out. Oh, and I hope I didn't skip who I think I skipped, because I'd feel horrible. No, that's everyone. I thought I skipped someone. I have, like, this huge list. And I was like, missing someone here. And then I just realized, I'm not missing anyone. All right, excellent. Other than that, yeah, we'll see you back for next episode and everything. I'm super excited. Hopefully I'll actually be there for next week's episode. If not, you can call Nick and Riley and tell them that I'm doing a terrible job. No, I'm kidding. But other than that, freaks and geeks, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. It was a blast as always. I really love the lane shift. Next year we'll be officially doing this, or the third year. Wow. Well, technically it would have been the fourth year because I opened up the Twitter on in 2018, I think. I just never posted any episodes until 2019. That's when I really got on board with it. Just because I was trying another project with, I think, cosplaying or photo shoots or something. I don't know. That was 2018. That was a long time ago for me. So anyways, other than that, yeah. So, next year will be our third year, and we're going to go into our fourth season. Super excited and all that. We still got 31 more episodes left of season 3. We got plenty more time, plenty more of guests and everything. Other than that, freaks and geeks, we'll see you next week. Stay freaky and geeky as always.